The program was started by PHS teacher Paul Bowen back in 1983. Since then, a small group of students have been making an annual helicopter trip out to get a fix on the position of the terminus of the ice, where enormous bergs calve off the face into the bay. They're flown into two points on the steep, rocky walls of the mainland fjord, one on either side of the bay, 300 feet and 1,000 feet above the iceberg-choked water below.
And it was really sunny. We had a lot of fun. And we took our points, and we relaxed for a little bit, and then we flew back.
That's Nathaniel Lenhardt, one of the juniors who made this year's trip in the second week of May. He and the other students are back in the classroom for an evening session, going back over the trigonometry needed to calculate the position of survey points recorded this year.
You have the bearing for the north side. We will find the bearing for the south side.
Science teacher Victor Troutman took over the program from Bowen in the 1990s. He tells the students it took him about 3 years to get the math down before he felt comfortable teaching it to others. This year he has two other teachers in the class, math teacher Tommy Thompson and technology teacher John Clute Painter. They made the trip with students this year, and they'll be taking over the class from Troutman. That made this year's trip a little bit different.
No, it all went well, but you know, a little more responsibility on us. Because we were the most experienced going out there on that.
That's senior Chauncey Sandhofer, the only senior in this year's group. It was his second year to do the survey, and he thought the appearance and position of the glacier did not change too much from 2015.
No, it hadn't changed much. Not too much, no. I was on the same side of the glacier, too, so it was just almost like last year.
While teachers are teaching each other, the older students in the class are helping a few younger students who will be making the trip in future years. The program means a lot of work for the students. It's not just a sightseeing trip out to the ice. Students spend their lunchtime once a week out on the streets around the high school working with surveying equipment that they'll be taking to LeConte Bay. Another junior, Isabel Eath, thinks giving up 2 years' worth of her Wednesday lunchtimes to practice surveying was worth it.
Oh, I was up on the north side, and you look down at just the glacier, and you can see there's like a beautiful fjord directly across, and it's one of the most beautiful places I have ever been.
Next to her, junior Alexander Bless also made the trip this year to LeConte.
It was definitely really rewarding. I had a really great time, and like everyone has said, the weather is beautiful, and it was just really cool to see it up close.
Have you been in a helicopter before?
Never have. Okay. That was probably one of the most exciting parts.
It's a little scary almost, huh?
Yeah, getting in and out when it's still running, when you're like on the side of a cliff, it's kind of scary.
The annual survey depends on donated helicopter transportation by Temsco Helicopters and local pilot Wally Obrokta. Despite the exciting ride, Bless says the students didn't have any trouble getting the survey points they needed.
Yeah, it was a great view. We got it perfect. Line right along the base of the glacier, and we're able to pick, I think, about 12 points.
Students crunched the position of those 12 points and prepared to map out the spots compared to data collected by generations before them. Prior students have mapped some big retreats of the ice mass in the 1990s, but since then, the springtime location of the glacier's terminus has not shown any big changes in its location. Troutman says the timing of this year's survey was the same as last year's.
So, keeping things constant, we can say it's pretty much the same place. Its face has changed. There's a fast-moving point that seemed to have broke off, but that always does that in the summer anyway. Maybe it just happened a little bit earlier. And the ice field is thinning. We know that. So we're going to shoot. We got some verticals. So we're getting some thicknesses above the water. And from last year, we know it is thinning. You know, there's not as much ice back up in the ice field.
Troutman says that's not the only new information being gathered by PHS students.
And so we have six other students that are working with the University of Alaska Southeast doing bathymetry, current flow. They have a National Science Institute funding to go do basically the rate at which the glacier is moving, the rate at which the water is traveling out and in. And we now have three students in each one of those groups.
Also, for the second year, the program has benefited from high-resolution satellite images of the glacier, taken about the same time as the student visit. The images are provided by a former student who did the survey back in 1991, Bob Davidson. He works for GeoNorth LLC, a company that provides geographic information systems and satellite data. The satellite image can be used as a basic check on the work that the students are doing. Troutman says the research on LeConte is important because of its location.
Number one, it's in our backyard. And number two, it's unique. There is no other tidewater glacier south of here until you get into Chile. So this is the southernmost tidewater glacier in North America, which should be a pretty good, shall we say, control compared to all the other glaciers, because it's the last one down here.
The website for the program has a wide array of photos, videos, research, and links about the glacier and the Stikine Ice Field. You can also see a roster of students who participated in the survey dating back to 1983, along with some time-lapse photography from the fjord and annual photos of the ice terminus. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.